Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
What Phil Parker from Cave Fire calls the Fatten Up for Winter Tour.
Yeah, tough duty for you today, brother.
Yeah, it is. I'm in Minot at Badlands Restaurant and Grill. Going to be here for the lunch hour, so come on by and say howdy if you're in Minot today. Love to see you. And I'm this morning eating a... What is in this thing? Egg, cheese, sausage... tater tot burrito from Sonic this morning. So the breakfast from Sonic, and it is fabulous. Can you see that, Kev?
Oh, yeah.
On the screen there? You're watching on Facebook.
Actually, somebody called and said, so Scott's basically going to spend the show making us hungry again. That's what you're
That's my job.
That is your job.
That's my job.
Yep. Okay.
And I'll tell you what's for lunch. I'll tell you what's for supper coming up in a little bit here. But the Sonic burrito... I don't know. You think fast food and burrito, and usually it's sort of like, no, that's okay. This is like, you know, the softest tortilla. What did you call it earlier, Kevin? Like a what?
Looks like a little pillow. Like a nice little pillow.
Yeah, and it tastes a lot better than a pillow, too. But it's like pillow soft. Really, I mean, the tortilla, they get really, really good. So, and I honestly sometimes don't think of Sonic for breakfast. I think of Sonic
Sonic.
I love Sonic too, but I just don't go there for breakfast.
Yeah, for breakfast, right?
So, I'm usually there for a shake or those RT44. I love the limeades; they're so darn good there. And of course, the burgers are world class at Sonic. They're really, really good. So, anyway, first hour of the program is wide open. We're going to go open phone Lollapalooza here today. And how about a little radio graffiti? We'll just let you go a minute, whatever you want to say. I want to get as many calls as we can this hour, so call right now, 701-258-0550, 701-258-0550. If you're watching online, not only do you see the burrito, you see the fireplace behind me at the Badlands here. So I purposely got nice and cozy up to the fireplace just to make the show that much better today. You know what I'm saying? Super producer Chris Larson is going to take the calls. Daniel is going to tell me in my ear who's on the line. And we're going to crank right through those phone calls at 701-258-0550. We started a conversation yesterday. We didn't really get to finish. So I want to get to that this hour. Next hour, Rick Becker will join us, state representative, going to talk about his efforts to blow the whistle on the state health department related to the vaccine passport. That ultimately ended up being in the bill. House Bill 1511 that passed and was signed by the governor, which, by the way, the more I look at it, the more swampish it looks. I mean, there are still abilities in that to discriminate against North Dakotans based on vaccination status. That's always wrong. There are efforts that Wayne Stengem, our attorney general, is leading, and businesses in North Dakota are boldly stepping into, like our friends at Miller Insulation. If you have any job that requires insulation, I'd say, hey, I want Miller Insulation in on that job. Even if you have a general contractor, hey, make sure Miller Insulation is doing this. Same thing on staffing, DTN staffing in Mandan. These are patriots, two people that put their name on the line, and trust me, there will be people that will be trying to cancel them and do all kinds of things simply because they said, gosh, I don't think it's right that the federal government tells me I have to tell my employees something if they want a job. You know, the other thing that's going on right now, that's the OSHA rule. So that says any company, 100 employees or more, again, federal government telling you your employees don't have the option. There will be a penalty for you if you don't make sure they have the vaccine before they work for you. Un-American. Dumb, dumb, dumb. And then there's this rule that says if you're a federal contractor, every employee that works for you has to be vaccinated. In other words, if you are a company that does business with anything that touches the federal government, every employee has to be vaccinated or they can come in and audit you, and you have to sign away before you do it. Now, philosophically, I'm really getting more and more irritated by this. And I think it's a good time for all of us to say, yeah, I get it. It's easy to argue against the federal government and overreach. How easy is it to say, I'm not going to do this? I don't have to ask my employees to do this, but the federal government is asking me to do it, if I don't take the federal contracts. Now, I'm not going to pretend that that would be anything other than extremely difficult. You know, say a business has 80% of its business with the federal government. If you're a road contractor, for an example, you build roads and the federal highways system, you're building U.S. highways, and your employees get paid after you get paid by the federal government. Not easy to say, no, I'm going to go build state roads, although talk to Bill Panos at the state of North Dakota. They're building a lot of infrastructure. There's other work to be done. But I think it's time for us to say, do we really not want this, or do we really not want it as long as it doesn't affect my pocketbook, and then I'm kind of okay with it? Because a fair amount of the business community in North Dakota, led by the Greater North Dakota Chamber, fought on behalf of their businesses on that front. We're going to lose business. What's more important? I'm not saying it's easy. I'm not saying there wouldn't be pain. I'm not saying that you'd have to lay people off or go out and find new business or whatever. But I am saying maybe it's time to think about that. And maybe we in North Dakota can be a little bit different. I don't know. What do you think? Are we up for that? Would we do that? You tell me. Call us at 800-228-0550 today. 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550. You can text me. Love your text, 701-237-1590, 701-237-1590. If you watched the Donald Trump interview by Mike Lindell last night on Frank's Speech, I'd love your review. What'd you think? You can throw that in there today. In fact, if anybody watched it and calls to give us a review, you get the Let's Go Brandon t-shirt today from our friends at No Dak Tees. No Dak Tees, T-E-E-S, as in T-shirt. No Dak Tees. That's where the Let's Go Brandon shirts are. So I get a review of last night's interview, what you took away from it with Mike Lindell and Donald Trump. Tell me. While you're at frankspeech.com, don't forget, promo code Scott gets you all the deals with an even better deal. Same with MyPillow.com. Say if you call them at 800-506-9028. I was staying with some friends last night by Stanley. And I don't think there was anything in the home in the way of sheets and towels and robes and pillows that didn't have MyPillow, the brand on it. Those are patriots right there. People say, I'm not going to let them cancel us ever. So let's get to it. Todd the Radio God, Kevin Flynn, super producer, Chris Larson, and Dan the Man answer the phones today. He tells me Roger in Fargo wants to go first. So, Roger, by the way, our question of the day, carry over from yesterday, simple question. What is most important right now? To fight here on the local front, like the folks did for a piece of legislation on the vax mandate or the passport? School boards, county commissions, city councils, or is it the country? Is it the fight for the country? And how do you maneuver those when you make a choice about where you're going to invest your time? Losing our country or closest to home? That's the question of the day. All right, Roger in Fargo. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hey, good morning, Scott. How are you? This is my issue, and I don't think it's going to prevent me from getting in trouble or any action being taken care of me, but or taken against me. But I'm just not going to share any medical information with anybody, including my employer, because it's nobody's business. I'm not going to play into their game. You guys are going to do whatever you want to do, but I'm not playing. So if you want to fire me for whether I get the vaccine or not, or just refuse to answer. That's what I'm doing. I'm not playing this anymore.
Well, you're not alone. I know people who said, and they just quietly say, all right, you're going to require me to have a vaccine. Clearly, freedom isn't respected here. I'm gone. And there will be consequences, no doubt, for you, Roger, in doing that, I would think. For one, I'm hearing more and more about health care. There's one code for you if you're what they would call a vaccine objector, right? In other words, so you can say, well, I did it for health reasons, I did it for religious reasons, or just I'm not going to tell you. They'd put you in the bucket of, okay, this guy doesn't even tell us, so he's opposed to the vaccine. Well, I don't know what that means, but that's how they're categorizing it right now. It's a little bit chilling, isn't it?
They can assume whatever they want. I'm not going to play that game. You want to fire me for not getting the vaccine? That's on you. You want to fire me for not discussing whether I have the vaccine or not? That's on you, too. I'm done with this. I'm not playing anymore.
This is called a patriot, ladies and gentlemen, and it's called about somebody standing for freedom. And he's not saying he's against the vaccine. He's just saying it's none of your business. Senator
exactly.
Kevin Boehner took the same approach in the U.S. Senate. It's none of your business. More after this.
Hi, Gus here with Precision Concrete Cutters. Did you know that you can add an egress window to any basement wall, even if there is no existing window? At Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. Call us at 701-280-7038.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
President Trump's next big rally is going to be epic. It's going to happen soon. And Newsmax is the only major cable news channel to air it live. That's right. Hey, it's Scott Hannon for my friends at Newsmax. Now you know why I love them. Get from Newsmax the info on Trump's rally and his big announcements. Text the word ZONE to 39747. ZONE to 39747. And get Trump news, too. You bypass the big media. You get the real news from Newsmax. So just join that Trump list today. Zone to 39747. And make sure you tune into Newsmax, now America's fourth largest cable news channel. Find it on all major systems. If your cable system doesn't carry Newsmax, call them and let them know you can switch. And it's free. Newsmax.com. Newsmax TV. And don't forget the app. Get the news you can really trust from Newsmax. Text Zone to 39747.
Hi, Gus here from Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure you don't have bigger issues. Contact us today at 701-280-7038.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind with the Badlands Restaurant Bar. Just a great spot in Minot today, right by the mall here. So growing. How many malls are growing? They're adding on. So things happening in Minot, brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA. If you travel, really Minnesota, Bemidji, Valley Dairy Stores in the Northern Valley, on down to Wahpeton, of course, Dilworth, Glendon, Euland location. Great PetroServe USA locations. Then travel westward. You got them in West Fargo, Of course, you've got them in the Castleton, Arthur, keep going, Valley City, Bismarck, Mandan. I was at a Bismarck store yesterday. They were out of popcorn. I could have cried. Because popcorn to me, Kevin, is a food group. I don't know what you think of popcorn, but I could live on popcorn, I think. And they have really good popcorn.
Like the holidays, when you get the divided four little tin, you get the cheese, you get your caramel, you get your regular.
When we were in Arizona, Maria and Haley were shopping at some mall, and I'd rather poke needles in my eyes than shop at a mall, especially in some faraway place, and I'm supporting a local business, right? So I'm kind of meandering around. Movie theater, bingo. Popcorn with butter. I'm happy. You guys shop as long as you want to sit in the corner and people watch, and I'm going to have some popcorn, and I'm just very happy there. Also happy when I have the comfort food at PetroServe USA. Swedish meatballs in West Fargo today. Valley City Swedish meatballs or lasagna. Lasagna downtown Fargo, NP Avenue, or chicken pot pie out at Glendon. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better. Couple questions on the table. One is, what's a patriot? Is a patriot someone that says, you know what, if I lose money, if I have less revenue, I'm going to live with that rather than comply with the federal government trying to ram something down my throat that is not constitutional, that will be fought on other fronts and everything else, but, it, you know, is against everything I believe in, of them telling me. You know, it's easy to say from this chair, we have no federal contracts. I wouldn't want to turn to people and say, guess what, we have to lay off six people because we don't have these federal contracts anymore. It's not for the faint of heart. I'm not trying to say it's easy, but I'd like to understand it a little bit. I really would. And then the other question is, how do you choose to fight for freedom? When we're losing our country, is that your worry? And how do you take that problem on, or is it better to say, I'm going to do what I can do at my school board? North Dakota legislature had to deal with critical race theory. It's here. Teachers talk about it. In-service training happens with it. So this is not a small thing even here. School boards, by the way, school boards spend a lot of money. When's the last time you went there at budget time? You just said, So help me understand why property taxes go up every year. Do you need that? Now, some places you do. West Fargo is a good example of that. People have overwhelmingly supported the extension of, mill levies specifically to build more schools, to be able to keep up. But, you know, whether it's city councils, county commissions, those are the ones closest to you budget-wise that get very little attention. Same with the state legislature. You know who your state legislator is. When you see him at the supermarket, do you say, when are you going to fix this? Or do you choose to fight on the federal front? That's my question. All right, Scott is next. And anybody with the name Scott goes to the front of the line. We also have the ability to get a Let's Go Brandon t-shirt today from Nodak Tees. NodakTees.com if you give me a review on last night's interview by Mike Lindell with President Donald Trump. Who watched it? What did you think? Scott and Mandan, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Scott.
Hey, good morning, Scott. Quick comment about the Badlands. That place is excellent, really good food, and got to respect any place that still puts together a heck of a salad bar in the times that we're living in. So shout out to them.
That's a very good point. I'll pass that along to the folks here that you love the salad bar at Badlands. That's awesome. Will do.
Question for you. Just curious if you've changed your stance at all on forcing the needle on healthcare workers, because you're still talking an awful lot about fundamental human rights, but as I recall, you haven't changed your stance that somehow those fundamental human rights end at healthcare workers.
I think what I've said, Scott, and I apologize if this hasn't been real clear. I agree it's a little bit nuanced, but that I understand if a healthcare organization who believes the patient is the top of the chart and people go to a hospital already in a vulnerable position health-wise or surgeries or whatever would want to know that everybody's done the most to protect themselves from that. And I guess healthcare would argue your best chance of not having the worst of the worst would be if you have the vaccine. That doesn't mean I agree with it. I just understand how an employer at that level could do it. I also think that comes with risk. People can leave. And in the healthcare world, with the competitive nature that it is, I don't believe you'll be unemployed very long. But I don't also don't agree somebody shouldn't have to be forced to that. Does that make sense, or am I dancing on the head of a pin?
I think you're dancing on the head of a pin, and I know you recognize that. You're a smart guy. But saying that everybody's got a fundamental human right and constitutionally protected right to religion in one breath, and then turning around and saying, well, that religion seems extremely dangerous.
Well, let's stop there
a
second.
We're going to allow every religion but that one.
Let's stop for there a second, Scott. When Sanford Health announced this, and then it was sort of like a cascade of others announcing it in the healthcare realm, the one thing I did add to a caveat regarding, I understand if you're in healthcare why you would request it, but I also believe there should be exceptions for religious beliefs as well as healthcare beliefs. And I've been told by Sanford Health that every exemption requested on the basis of religious or health reasons was granted. So I believe we're on the same page there, because I don't think you should not have the ability to say, wait a minute. I've heard other businesses. In fact, we've hired Chris Berg from Valley News Live. He used to do Point of View over Great Television, and a gentleman by the name of Tom Tucker, who was one of their up-and-coming anchors who moved here recently from California, new on our team. Both of them applied for exemptions within Great Television and were told no. That's tyrannical in my mind. That's flat
out
just
happening in healthcare too. This is not hearsay. I know firsthand experience. It's happening in healthcare that exemptions are being denied, and even exemptions that were approved originally, those folks, some of them have already been told, yeah, sorry, we're still going to have to enforce this. So, if you're going to draw a hard line, it's got to protect everybody. And that was really the problem with the bill that got passed, is they started carving out anywhere that had federal money in it, the higher education, the construction industry, and healthcare. Well, that's a pretty wide swath. So if you're going to draw a hard line based on fundamental human rights and constitutionally protected rights, you have to include healthcare workers. You may not like it. It may frustrate people that we have been told this vaccine is going to help protect these vulnerable people. The evidence is clear that it's not. But you've got to include everybody. If it's a human right, it includes all humans. You know, Sanford was saying that the patient is the top of their org chart, and that's great. But in the United States and in the state of North Dakota, the people are the top of the org chart.
Well, this is why I applaud North Dakota at least getting into it. And again, it happened kicking and screaming against some of the people you voted for, and also from business, which is really sad. They're the reason all those carve-outs are there. I think our target number one is the federal government, right? So it kind of dovetails to our question, you know, how do you fight that? What do you do? And I think what you're talking about is to, you know, just call it what you've called it.
Hold the line. You know, everybody. Look out for everybody.
Draw a line and lean into this. And I do believe this. If they're able to mandate something like a vaccine and get by with this, and the virus itself has a 99.9% chance of recovery, what's next? Think long and hard about that.
For years, Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you. And we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. You go to hatandsons.com. You'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com. Since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Jury deliberations in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial continues Wednesday. Protesters demanding conviction are attempting to sway the jury with loudspeakers and boisterous comments. Many law experts say the prosecutors failed to deliver a case the jury can convict on. Journalist David Webb on Fox News says he's seen this mob mentality before.
I saw this in Ferguson. I was there the night the verdict came down outside the police station and the firehouse. And throughout the trial, they did the same thing in St. Louis. They tried to turn the jury. Good jurors won't go for this. Good jurors have the law.
The House will vote Wednesday on a resolution that both censures Republican Representative Paul Gosar of Arizona and strips him of two committee assignments. Gosar is facing censure for his posting of a cartoon video on his Twitter and Instagram accounts showing the death of Democrat Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York and attacking President Biden. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Before the top of the hour, what's on your mind? Back to your calls in a moment here. Who saw Mike Lindell interviewing Donald Trump last night? You got a Let's Go Brandon t-shirt if you text me a review. Or
Let's Go Brandon!
There it is, ladies and gentlemen. Call us at 701-258-0550. Behind the scenes, as always, Kevin Flynn, Todd Mitchell, Todd the radio, small G-O-D. Calls are going to pour in. Super producer Chris Larson, Dan the man answering your calls when you call us today on What's On Your Mind. And I'm at Badlands Bar and Grill. The fire's on, ladies and gentlemen. Look at this shot. If you're watching right now on Facebook or on our websites, see the fire crackling, the big TV behind me, oh, the restaurant, the stone. I'm at, oh, come on.
I'm loving the TV behind you because I missed the GW Duke game, and I'm keeping up to it with the monitor playing behind you there. So.
There you go. You got that, too. It's beautiful. Before we get back to your calls, it's Wednesday Wheels Day from our friends at Pucklitz, North Dakota's home for Chevy. I put the truck in neutral. I got the Trail Boss 2020 Chevy Silverado, which we'd love to have at a farm or ranch near you. All it takes is an invite. Just text us an invite, email me. Scott, we'd love to have you. We bring the food. We come on, hang out, find out about your farm, your ranch. Got a bull sale coming up. That'd be a perfect time to have us out. Text me. A little free plug for the bull sale. 701-237-1590 or email me, scotth@flagfamily.com. And in Valley City at the Pucklitz Chevrolet Buick GMC store, they've got a 2020 Chevy Traverse. Have you seen those things? These are a nice, good size SUV, and this one only has 39,878 on it, so barely broken in. Of course, it's one owner. They always do those at Pucklitz. Plenty of power in this thing, so the hockey practice with the kids or traveling this winter, this is a great pick. It's white with jet black leather interior, has a nice third row seating to it, and of course, all the bells and whistles, lane assist, backup camera, the Apple Android CarPlay, which is great. It's so easy to use because your phone just goes up on your screen. All you do is plug it in, and boom, you're doing the same things there. You got, you know, wireless calls. Love it, love it, love it. This thing was $46,000 yesterday. It's $45,000 today. If you said, hey, Scott told me about it. Pucklitz, North Dakota's home for Chevy, Bismarck, Valley City. Just tell them Scott sent you. Here's some texts that have come in. The United States was founded as a republic, an alternative to tyranny. We were founded as a response to tyranny. Never forget that. Caller says that last caller nailed it. Texter, rather. The last caller nailed it. Does the employer or government health agency have the same desire to know about my mental health conditions? Hemorrhoid issues. Irritable bowel syndrome. Any other private medical conditions? Where do you draw that line? Yeah. Texter says someone close to me is in a Sanford hospital on a respirator with a Chinese biowarfare virus. That is where it came from. We can't forget that. And by the way, it's here to stay. We got to get out of crisis mode. And mind you, I'm not suggesting if you have a loved one, and I have a dear friend of mine right now in the hospital in Grand Forks by the name of Bruce Jovig, and he's a friend of many. at the Center of Innovation at the University of North Dakota for years. Anytime I ever thought kind of crazy talking, I'm thinking about starting a business, would you do this, would you do that, you talk to Bruce and, you know, help you with structuring and help you with a business plan, help more students out of there. But he's, he's just Mr. Grand Forks, Mr. Grand Forks Air Force Base, Mr. UND. He's just about 70, I think, and he's fighting a heck of a battle in the hospital in Grand Forks. Now, ventilator, sedated, the whole thing. So when I hear about that, I don't get mad and go into this, was he vaccinated? Was he not vaccinated? Why didn't he take this? Why didn't he take that? I say, thank you, China. Thank you, China. And you can thank China for this. It's not going anywhere. There'll be variants. There'll be other things. We're learning to live with this. Not unlike we had to live with the flu. We had to live with the flu. Right? Every year we live with the flu. New flu shot. Every year people die from it. Obviously, now that we've got our footing underneath us, we know better immune system, more therapies. All the pharmaceutical companies are saying it's going to be here, so we better create more therapies. This is what we do in the United States of America. This was an attack, not unlike somebody sending over a missile. They found another way to attack us, and surprise, surprise, while Joe Biden is busy getting his kid contracts, they're planning attacks on us. And when he talks with the 11th emperor of China yesterday, he's making jokes. I'm 46, you're 11. Pretty sure that the president Xi there went into the computer and turned video off when he got done. And said, "Oh baby, let's double down. We got the biggest dope of dopes going there right now." You think he's scared?
Exactly.
Of President Joe Biden one bit. Let's cook up
not
another bioweapon.
Not at all.
What a disgrace. Anyway, this texter says, so my point is this, get out of crisis mode and do what we do as Americans. Say this is going to be here, and how do we respond to it? Restaurants have done that. They found a way. You want no-touch delivery? Pull up. Call us. We'll run it out. Drive-through. Plexiglass. Look at the QR codes in every menu you go into a restaurant now. That's innovation. Don't want to touch a menu? Don't want one more touch of anything? I love the sound bar idea here at Badlands. You know why? You serve your own food with all the protections, the hand sanitizer, and everything else.
I just want to make sense. I'm thinking it's got to be thinking of millions of signs that say, live at your own risk. Hang them everywhere. Kind of like swim at your own risk.
It's kind of the
American
way.
You walk out of your house, you're on your own.
We always have. Can I add one more thing, Kev?
Absolutely.
Don't be afraid to die. If you live your life being afraid to die, something is not right in the ticker. Something is not right in your DNA. Right? And it's never too late. You could say, today, I'm going to find some inspiration that will lead me to know what it is in my future. When my time on this earth is done, what's next? If you don't think about it, time to think about it. Time to get get right with God. I'll just leave it at that, okay? There's plenty of time to do that. Back to this texture. Someone close to me is in Sanford on a respirator with a Chinese bio-warfare virus. He got the vax when his employer forced him to. Sad that this is what America's become to. And again, when I talk about are federal contracts more important than the tyranny of the federal government, when they are, you care more about money than you do about Christ. Christ is not the king. Money is king. So think about what that means when your time in this world ends. Same thing with anybody that says, I don't want the vaccine, but I have to have a job. So therefore, I'm going to succumb to that because if I don't, I won't have this. If enough people say, I'm not going to do that, guess what? Just like Southwest Airlines, they quietly go into a different mode and say, guess what? That's not really going to work. He then goes on to say, contrary to what we were told after the first promise was proven a lie, he ended up in a hospital. Despite being thin, fit, works out every day, he's now on a respirator. Meaning, you can be vaccinated and you can get the worst of the worst. The effectiveness of the vaccine drops every day. So I come back to the point, we're going to live with this. Thanks for the call, and I feel bad for your friend. I do. I don't like anyone telling me they know what's best for me, and I'd gladly give up my job rather than lose my freedom, says another. Texter, did you hear that Tyson made a net of over $1.2 billion last quarter? Us cattle ranchers have a nice, warm, fuzzy feeling. Let's go Tyson. That whole system. We need Teddy Roosevelt. Trust bus like crazy. All right. Let's get back to some calls here. Dana's been waiting to weigh in on the question of the day. Where do you fight? You worry about this country and the direction we're going, or do you stick a little closer to home and deal with that? Dana, lay it on me.
Good morning, everyone. The wind is howling today.
Is it ever? Where I was yesterday, trying to chase some birds, 74-mile-an-hour winds out there in Williston Way. Phew! Try that, chasing birds.
I don't think
you even want it. They hunkered down.
Hey, anyway, on the mandates on the federal level,
yes.
All you people that are frustrated out there, now is the time when you stand up, you pick up your phone, you put their numbers in there to your federal representatives, Kevin Cramer, John Oven, Kelly Armstrong, and you tell them to get out here and tell us what their opinion is on this federal mandate. And all you other states in the union, same to you. Because there was a caller that asked Kevin if the Congress or the Senate had to have vaccine mandates, and I believe his reply was, no, I wouldn't be that stupid. So I want to know if he thinks we're supposed to be stupid enough to let them decide what we put in our bodies. And I'd like to make a comment on this pipeline, too, if I could.
By the way, I believe Senator Cramer, I know Senator Cramer, and I know Congressman Armstrong. I have a instant recall on Senator Hovind. I'll do some digging. But I believe they've all said what you said, that the federal mandate is wrong.
You know, there's only
the U.S. Senate.
Only 535 of them.
Well, I understand there's others, but I'm saying you're asking for North Dakota's representatives to come tell us what they think about it. I believe they already have, is all I'm getting at. Second thing I would say related to that, there's an effort in the U.S. Senate right now, and they're two votes away from being able to call the vote on saying, Joe Biden, you can't do that, and rescind his authority. It's called the privilege vote, I guess, where any senator can say, I want to vote on something, and they have to get over 50. They're two away right now with every Republican, which means two Republicans aren't on board. Shocker. But there are some Democrats that clearly are from red states that might worry about it. Quick on what pipeline did you want to talk about, Dana?
Okay, on the gas pipeline. If they're going to take our money to build this gas pipeline, then they make the people, the citizens of North Dakota, shareholders that get paid dividends off it. And instead of keeping all the money for themselves. And
we'll get a dividend on it without question. And Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford will explain that beautifully yesterday because it will mean more dollars in oil and gas development that wouldn't happen as a result of it. The more gas you capture and use, the more oil you can do. So that's been asked and answered, too, whether you get any kind of other rebate. I hear what you're saying. Clint and Bismarck, I want to talk about Newsmax. Go, Clint.
Shame, shame, shame on Newsmax. Those of us that made the gradual move from Fox to Newsmax thinking we were going to actually maybe get some real news, the fake news took over there little by little. Like Fox, they had fair and balanced both sides. It's getting to be mostly old Democrats, and it's not a good thing what they did with Emerald Robinson.
What did they do with Emerald Robinson?
They basically took her off the air. She's not a correspondent. They've got her desk in the back room somewhere while they're looking through what she had put out. She had put out some actually real facts that with these vaccines, there's SM-102 is contained in the Moderna vaccine.
Interesting. I hadn't heard anything about this, so thanks for the call, Clint. I'll check into it. I know I've expressed a real appreciation for the boldness of Emerald Robinson before. She was a White House correspondent for them and so good at it. She's been a guest of ours. And I'll finish the story on the other side of the break. Don't go away. Mark, a business.
Hey, Scott Hinton here. So excited to tell you about, in this time of crazy upheaval and open borders and spending gone crazy and mandates and lockdowns and inflation, there's something we can do. We can buy from a company that believes what you and I believe. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the very same towers as all of the major carriers.
And they have plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer support. Patriot Mobile shares your value. They support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, the sanctity of life, veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. Or call 972-PATRIOT right now.
Right here, right now, is where life happens. Where you do you. The dreams that grip you. For a life that moves you. At First International Bank and Trust, we're passionate about putting you and your family's needs first. So you can focus on what matters most. What are you living for? First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
Gateway Building Systems is proud to be a new AGI Ben dealer, the global leader in steel manufacturing, designed with exceptional flexibility and quality in mind. Storing your grain and non-corrosive materials has never been easier. With AGI Bens, your options are endless. You'll find everything you need to keep your farm running and successful. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
So we couldn't wait for the next big iron. We decided to head out to Northern Ag Expo at the Fargo Dome. What's on your mind will be there November 30th, December 1st. Circle your calendar for that. November 30, December 1, What's on Your Mind will be there. Sponsored by Red Wing Shoes for ultimate durability. Red Wing Shoes of Fargo. And they're the sponsor of our flag caps. So you come up to us at the Northern Ag Expo, say, I stand for the cap. Boom! You got one. I mean, I stand for the flag. I stand for the flag. Get you the flag cap. Just like we do at Big Iron. So be out there looking forward to that very much. So to finish this, Clinton Bismarck, who called about Emerald Robertson, who's the White House correspondent. Chris Larson was telling me, our super producer, she was suspended on Twitter for whatever she said. And then they were considering another post for her at Newsmax. I'll dig into this. I'm going to send your call down to Newsmax. And I don't want to defend Newsmax or be their spokesperson here. I'm a Newsmax fan. It's all I can watch anymore to stay sane. I'd encourage you to encourage Midco to come on and say, hey, basic cable should include Newsmax if it includes 11 liberal news channels. This is North Dakota. Give me some options. And Newsmax is light years ahead of most any other, cable network when it comes to, give me a fair and balanced report like Fox used to. Emerald Robinson is the White House correspondent. So, Clint, she would be the equivalent like Peter Doocy at Fox News Channel, right?
Just to comment on that real quickly, Peter Doocy said in an interview with Mark Levine, he feeds his questions to that redhead and ahead of time. So he's fake news as well. I always thought he was good, but he's fake news. Emerald Robinson isn't. And the two things real quickly, in this vaccine, in this Moderna vaccine, there's a substance called luciferase. As in Lucifer. And they all said it's a lie, but if you look up SM-102 is in the Moderna vaccine, and it has this evil named substance, even if it is a good or needed substance, but it gets better. The antibody test is capital S, capital A, capital T, small letter I, capital N, Satan. And there's no coincidence that we've named things Lucifer and Satan when it has to.
Well, there's no such thing as coincidences. Period. In my mind, I don't know about what you're talking about. Happy to dig into it. Happy to even have Emerald Robinson on the program. My only question is, from the standpoint of Newsmax, is when you have a reporter and they are on their social media saying opinions, generally that is something where the news organization says you can't do that. Now, I can do it all day long because I give my opinions for a living, but I'm so sick of journalists not being journalists, and it happens way more on the left than it is anywhere. I don't want your opinion. I want to know the facts, ma'am. And that's my biggest worry. But I want to get Emerald Robinson on the program. I'm going to dig into what you're talking about and try and get the bottom of it, Clint. But I appreciate your call very much. We're in Minot today. Back to your calls in a moment. Rick Becker next hour. And we're going to talk to the money man, Brian Kronk, here today on the program. I may not leave because I got the fireplace and I got a menu here to decide what I want for lunch that is making me hungry. Abe Sakic is a great restaurateur, a developer of the Sonic restaurants. Of course, the Village Inn restaurants. The Applebee's were started here with Abe Sakic as a partner all around the upper Midwest. Abe, it's good to see you.
Good to see you, Scott.
So I'm really hungry looking at this menu. The steaks is what I keep coming back to, and the Badlands ribeye is really good. I know people here rave about the sirloin. You must use Angus beef from right around this part of North Dakota, huh?
Oh, yeah. We use certified Angus beef, which is raised and packaged right here from North Dakota, South Dakota, the Midwest, and we call it Pride of Dakota. So
I love the atmosphere. It's casual dining, but I feel like it's a little more up there. But yeah. You've got salad bar, you've got a lot of choices. Tell us what you want folks to know about the Badlands for lunch or dinner.
You know, Scott, we start at lunch, and we have one of the best lunches in, I think, in Minot. You get salad bar, you get soup, you get four types of soup, all you can eat, salad bar and soup. All you can eat soup. It's just not soup. It's four different kinds of soup. Then of course, we have
grilled turkey sandwich, grilled ham, BLT and a half sandwich. So wow.
Yeah. And you combine that with salad bar, pretty reasonable, pretty
and the
fast,
soup. Yeah.
And all you can eat soup. Yeah. So it's a very good combination. And then of course, our suppers and dinners are huge. We have a full bar and
look at this, Badlands meatloaf, yeah. Badlands pot roast.
A lot of comfort food,
Badlands rice bowl, chicken tenderloins hand-battered, bourbon glazed chicken, perfect pastas, seafood, and, of course, the steaks.
And burgers. Our burgers is some of the best. Hope you get a chance to try some today at lunch here.
And the Sonic restaurants you have, which is so great. We had breakfast this morning from Sonic's. I'm calling that tortilla a pillow. It was so dang soft. It was unbelievable. Pillows don't taste good, but your burritos do. And, of course, Village Inn as well. Is it tough being in the restaurant business right now?
Well, it's tough if you want it to be. It's tough because, you know, sometimes the supply chain has been, you know, impacted, and, you know, all this hype they put around the supply chain. And, you know, we serve what we can, and we haven't been impacted as much. But yet, you know, it's tough, the tough environment today.
But things have really changed right along with the whole pandemic. The QR code would be a prime example. I talked about that earlier, right? I mean,
yeah.
Don't need menus for everybody. They're kind of accustomed to just getting right on their phones.
You know, in America, we really adapt to things really quick. You know, pandemic came, and we right away learned how to do it better, what to do. Touchless, yes, we can do it. What about this way? Yes, we can do it. It's always yes, yes, yes.
It's America. That's what it is.
Absolutely, we can do it.
We're at Badlands Restaurant and Bar. They're going to have lunch here today, so come on in and say hi if you're in the neighborhood. More after this. Don't go away.
You see the signs everywhere. Strata. What are they? They're all about service, exceptional service and support to their customers, quality, high-quality, cost-competitive products and services, integrity, innovation, too, and they're a great place to work. The Strata Corporation has a career for you waiting at stratacorporation.com. Click the careers link. Solid people, solid products, solid performance. Since 1910, that's Strata solid.
In Minnesota, we work hard and we play hard. Not everyone has the time to follow important debates about healthcare, taxes, and our kids' education. But people we don't know are making decisions for us every single day. That's where Center of the American Experiment comes in. We research the tough issues facing Minnesota to find common sense solutions and give you a voice. Center of the American Experiment is Minnesota's think tank, and we're working hard to make Minnesota better for you.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.